Kevin, we have triple digit crude this morning, WTI, much higher. And actually what you're seeing across America, especially in a place like California, they've actually breached $6 a gallon when it comes to gasoline. I know the White House has some measures. They've extended the Jones Act waiver. But what else are you thinking about?
Well, we've already done a whole bunch of things, including, opening up the drilling that was offshore drilling in California that was shut down by the state. And that's actually, alive and pumping out barrels. The bottom line is that we're very convinced that this is, a suicidal Iranian regime that was set on really big disruptive things in the region that would be perhaps permanently harmful. And that when we had them signal in their negotiations that they were just about ready to have 11 nuclear bombs, then the president decided to take action to defend the entire earth, for goodness sake. And so right now, the thing that I look at in terms of the economic effects of the war is how difficult it is for Iranians right now, as if the government doesn't care about them at all. And so they're having a hyperinflation. They're running out of food. They don't have any distilled product to drive around in their cars. They're shutting down businesses. Even the Persian rug dealers are shutting down. It's time for that government to just see that they shouldn't aspire to have a nuclear weapon. And if they just give that up, then we can go back to having normal relations.